This book has been kindly donated to RNIB free of charge by HarperCollins. We're very grateful for this generosity, which enables us to make more high-quality unabridged audiobooks available to blind and partially sighted people.
Harper Audio presents The Dawn Watch, Joseph Conrad in a Global World by Maya Jasanoff, read by Laurel Lefko.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB. Register charity number 226227.
I am the world itself, come to pay you a visit. Joseph Conrad, Victory, 1915. Prologue. One of Us. It was hard to get to Congo. With ongoing civil war in the east, the south, a shadow state carved up by international mining companies and political protest surging in the capital, Kinshasa, the Democratic Republic of the Congo was by many measures one of the world's most dysfunctional states. Though a country of abundant natural resources, it sits near the bottom of the United Nations Human Development Index and has the second lowest per capita gross national income in the world. In the words of my guidebook, this is a huge area of dark corners, both geographically and mentally, where man has fought continuously against his own demons and the elements of nature at large. This, in other words, was the heart of darkness. And that's why I wanted to go. First, I needed a visa. And to get that,